If you've been following the Peter Yasik case in Sudan, you may be wondering why the final prisoners haven't been set free. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. Ruth caught up with one of our partners at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention to ask about that. And Urbana 18 is coming, so stick around for a preview of the conference today on Mission Network News. The welcome news that imprisoned aid worker Peter Yasik has finally been released from Sudanese authorities last week leaves us with this question. Why are the two Sudanese men connected with this alleged and pardoned crime still in prison? Dodd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says this isn't a surprise.
The thing for us to understand is this case was never based on evidence. It was never based on facts or what really happened. It was based on the Sudanese government wanting to make a point to the international community, wanting to make a point particularly to Mr. Yasik, hey, we can lock you up, we can put you in jail.
Sudan has reason to be on its best behavior, so there is hope these men will be released. But either way, Christians in Sudan will not stand down.
When the government has come against them, they have said, nope, we're just going to keep following Jesus Christ. Yes, we understand some of us are going to suffer for that. Some of us are going to go to prison for that. In fact, some of us may be killed for that. But Jesus is worth it. We're going to keep following him.
You can be a voice for these men. Find out how at missionnews.org and certainly pray.
We need to be in prayer for brothers and sisters who are facing challenges for their faith. We're the body of Christ. We're supposed to lift up the parts of the body that are suffering.
Hearts change when believers respond to a natural disaster and survivors get to see the love of Christ in action. But what happens 5 or 6 years afterwards? Joe Handley of Asian Access found out during a recent visit to Japan. He was checking up on survivors of the 2011 triple disaster, a deadly earthquake, tsunami, nuclear combination.
The people who had been displaced will refer to the Christian groups coming in as, oh, there it is, Mr. Christ, Christ is coming. Because they don't know the word for a Christian or anything in the terms of religious terminology. They just see these people coming that are representing Christ, and they see them as Mr. Christ.
And context makes this even more profound.
The response rates to the gospel have skyrocketed during this period of time, which is stunning for Japan. You don't see this kind of response normally. It's a very difficult place to reach for Christ.
And what about our parts in the story?
Ultimately, what I ask you to do is please pray. There is a huge opportunity right now in the country of Japan, and your prayers are fueling a mighty move of God to reach the country for Christ.
Finally, on Mission Network News today, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship announces Urbana 18 Scripture Focus, the Book of Revelation. InterVarsity's Ruth Hubbard.
The primary reason we said yes to Revelation is because we really believed that that's what God was directing us toward. Our primary means of the decision-making was prayer. In a group of staff who have some gifts in discernment, and we came together for a period of time after reading through a number of books of the Scripture, and this was a really clear decision.
And here's what the Book of Revelation has to offer.
We recognized that in this book, there are a few key messages that we believe are perfect for the times that we're in and for this generation of students. And one of those key messages or key things in the Scripture is that Revelation is about Jesus. It is about Jesus as the worthy Lamb who was slain and who receives our worship, that he is on the throne eternally.
And as always, for details on these stories and more, please visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.